Harvey Lichtenstein, the Brooklyn impresario, is sitting in the audience at his own goodbye party, the Harvey Gala at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
And now, this letter from the mayor. Dear friends, it's with great pleasure that I extend greetings to those associated with the Brooklyn Academy of Music as they gather to honor their departing president and executive producer, Harvey Lichtenstein.
As he prepares to retire from BAM after 32 years, he is sung to, danced to, proclamationed, citationed, in all ways celebrated. At a time like this, even the unstoppable Harvey is reflective.
I remember when I took the job, Morton Baum, who I'd been working for over at City Center, said to me, "Why are you going over to the Brooklyn Academy of Music?" He said, "Those of us who are involved in the cultural life of New York City don't see any way out. It's not an institution that can survive."
Harvey was unfazed. He'd been born in Brooklyn. He was a dancer, loved contemporary art. All his interests came together at BAM.
I knew we had to do something that would be special when I came here and that called attention to the place and established an identity.
Harvey called Sarah Caldwell even before he'd officially begun and booked her to bring three operas to Brooklyn, including Alban Berg's Lulu.
When we did Sarah Caldwell, we had good houses the first time. People were curious. They knew about Sarah Caldwell. And, I mean, people like Leonard Bernstein and other things came to see Lulu. I mean, so right away, we did the Living Theater when they came back after 5 years of exile in 1968. The place was jammed.
And there were the lean times, of course.
Merce Cunningham in the early years in a 2,000-seat house would draw 400, 500, 600 people. And it would break my heart because he's a very great artist, and I knew that. We were always on the edge, very often those early years, on the edge of the abyss, you know. Sometimes trying to get the payroll for that week was just a huge task. And we began to build up a reputation slowly but surely until finally, in 1981, we started the Next Wave series.
The series began with a new opera by Philip Glass.
One of the things that I share with Harvey is a very fond memory of the production of Satyagraha that was done here in 1982. It's something we've often talked about. By the way, Harvey, did you know that many of us call you Harv the Marv? Anyway, this is for Harv the Marv.
Satyagraha, the story of Gandhi's early years in South Africa, was a turning point.
This was Phil Glass' first singing opera. He had done Einstein on the Beach before, but it's the first full singing opera that he had done. He'd been commissioned by the Netherlands Opera, and his management, the people came, they spoke to me, and they wanted to do it at BAM after it was going to be done at the Netherlands. And I remember we were talking about ridiculous amounts of money. This whole thing was hinged on maybe $50,000, you know. And Phil Glass management came up with some, and I came up with others. And we finally worked all that out. And I was wondering, because I said, "Phil, I mean, is this song in Sanskrit?" Yeah, it's in Sanskrit. Don't worry, it's all going to be okay. You know, and, you know, we were taking a chance. And anyway, I went to Amsterdam to see the performance. And I liked it very much. I was sort of not quite into it yet. And then we got the tapes from Amsterdam. And I brought it home. And I took my wife, and we got in the car, and I put the tape on. And we were driving to the supermarket. And we got to the supermarket, and she wouldn't move. She just wouldn't move. She wouldn't get out of that car until that tape finished. And then when we did the production, finally at BAM in September of 1981, I mean, it was a great event.
We did 5 or 6 performances, and there was an audience every night. Of course, he'd been working for that audience for 10 years. You know, there's a whole history before that, and not to be overlooked by any means. But when we went into the Opera House with Satyagraha, that was a big hall. It was a public event, and there was a public for it. So that's what we saw.
We did Laurie Anderson's United States. The Next Wave Festival began in the fall of 83. And that really, there was really coming together of an audience and BAM, and that really, it took us a long time to establish that.
You know, really it is always the person in any theater.
Choreographer, director Tricia Brown.
And it's because of the passion of the person. And that kind of dedication just goes off the charts, you know. They make it happen.
I would be down and out. I had to borrow money. I had to do this. I had to come in the morning in the face of, you know, we couldn't pay the bills, in the face of not selling tickets. And I just had to keep going on because I believed that what we were doing was important, and I just needed to make it work. And we finally did, you know.
To me,
composer Philip Glass,
it was really about the audience finding its feet on the ground, finding a place, and coming, being able to come back year after year. You saw with Pina Bausch, you saw this with Laurie Anderson, you saw this with Bob Wilson. There is a large family or community of artists who were able to come back in a reliable way, and where the audience could find them again. And Harvey certainly made that possible.
These are people who I believed in their work, and I began to understand where it is they were going and what it is they're doing. These are the people that begin to show us what we're going to be looking at, how we look at things, how we think, how we put things together, how we organize things. It's been a great privilege to be able to work with them and give them an opportunity to do that work.
What now for Harvey? He's looking ahead, planning to work in the neighborhood around BAM to create a cultural support system for the Brooklyn Academy.
I mean, it's fascinating. It's fascinating, and we're going to do it.
Harvey Lichtenstein steps down from BAM officially on June 30th.
It's not a giant tragedy, and he's not, like, moving to Florida and, you know, and playing Mahjong or something like that.
Dancer-choreographer Mark Morris.
He'll be around, and he'll be opining, as he usually does, and you know, and watching and butting in, and that's great that we want him to. And so I'm sure we won't be disappointed.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.